Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Torah Imachan Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Haaretz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim, Parak Gimel. Okay, there are two major topics in Parak Gimel, both of which need to be explored and understood. We're going to be focusing more on one of them than the other. So here we go. Let's begin. King Shlomo begins to strengthen after he has gotten rid of political enemies, if we recall yesterday's learning, as per his father David's last political dying wishes. The Parak begins as follows: Vayetchatein Shlomo es par melech Mitzrayim. Shlomo forged marital ties, vayetchatein, from the word chatuna. He, through marriage, forged ties with par, the king of Egypt. Vayikach es bas paro, and he takes a daughter, fair, viyaviel, Ir David. He brings her to Ir David, the capital city. At this point, ad kalos livnos es biso, until he finishes building his home, that's Beis Hashem, and the house of God, v'eschom es Yerushalayim saviv, and the walls of Jerusalem all around. Through this, he is strengthening political ties with the Egyptian powerful empire of that time, and as per the Steindl's Nevi'im says, this serves as proof as his elevated status in international affairs. Next, Pasuk is sort of commentary into the times. At this point, because there was no Beit HaMikdash, the people, the nation, were still offering sacrifices on Bamos, Kilov, Nivne, Bais, Hashem, Hashem, Arayami, Meim, because at this point, the Beit HaMikdash was not built, and therefore they were allowed to bring on the private altars on Bamos in the absence of a temple. Now, Vayav Shlomo Hashem Leches B'chukos David Aviv. Shlomo HaMelech loved Hashem, and he wanted to go in the ways, he would go in the ways of David, his father. Rak B'bamos Hu Mizaberech Hu Maktir. However, the Navi tells us that he would still offer sacrifices on Bamos and Ketores on Bamos. And at this point, the Steinzeltz Nevi'im notes that even though this was not unlawful at the time, since there was no Beit HaMikdash, it is an indirect criticism of Shlomo. Why? Because he delayed the construction of the temple. Okay, and the king goes to Givon Lizboach Sham to bring sacrifices there. Kihi habamagdo, because in Givon there was a very major abama, an altar there that he could sacrifice on. Elef olos yalash Shlomo. Wow, 1,000 offerings, 1,000 olos. Olos is a carbon that's totally burnt to Hashem. He would offer amos bechahu. Now Shlomo has a dream, a vision, a night where Hashem appears to him. This is the famous request to Shlomo. What do you want? God asks him. But given near Hashem al Shlomo, and it wasn't given that Hashem appeared to Shlomo in Pasuk Bechalom alayla, in a night dream. But Yomer Elokim Sha'al Ma'itemach. The king says, could you imagine? God himself appears to Shlomo and he says, ask, what can I give you? Vayomer Shlomo, and Shlomo answers, Atasisim Avdicha David Avdi Chesed Gadol Kasher Alach Lefanecha Be'emes Ubitzedako Uviyishos Leiv of Imach. Shlomo says, Hashem, you did with your servant David, my father, great kindness, chesed gadol, because he walked before you with truth, with righteousness, with straight heart he walked with you. Vatishmer lo es hachesed ha-gadol hazeh, vatitin lo ben yoshev al-kiso kohem hazeh, and you guarded this great kindness, and you gave him a son who is sitting on the throne like this day. Va'ato, and now, Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, Atahim Lachas Avdecha Techas David Avdi, you anointed your servant, meaning me, Shlomo, instead of David, my father. Va'anochi Nar Katan, lo Eidot, Seis Vavo, I am but a young lad. I do not know how to go out before the people. I do not know how to come before the people. Either, Shlomo is saying, he considers himself young in experience and young in regard to the position that he has. Or, some say, Steindl's Nevi'im, that he was actually only 12 years old or very young at the time. But either way, whether he's actually young in terms of years or he feels himself young and unable to lead, he says, I am young, I do not have the wherewithal and the knowledge, say suvo, to lead the people out and in. I'm just like any other Jew. I'm like any other Israelite in the kingdom. Your servant is amongst the nation that you have chosen. Amrav, they are such a populous nation, a great nation. Asher lo yimaneh, lo yisaper, velo yisaper meirav. There are so many, like Hashem promised the Avo. You can't even count them. There are so many. Now, what does Shlomo ask for? Now, I know many of us are aware that Shlomo asks for wisdom, but we have to pay attention. It's something that I stress all the time in my own learning and my teaching, is that every word of Tanakh is crucially significant. And we all know that Shlomo asks for wisdom, but the truth is Shlomo does not ask for wisdom. Listen very carefully to the pasuk test. V'nasata l'avdecha leiv shomeya lishpor es amcha lahavin beitov l'ra ki mi yucha lishpor es amcha kaved hazeh. Hashem says, Sha'al, what do you want? Ma eitein lach, what can I give you? Shlomo could ask for anything in the whole world. It makes us ponder and wonder if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us in a night vision. Not, you know, a crazy dream, an unrealistic dream. Oh my gosh, you wake up thinking, what was that? Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came. And he says, Sha'ah ma'aytein lach. What would we ask for? Shoma Mech, fascinating, does not ask for wisdom. He says, Leiv Shomea. And you should give your servant, how should we translate Leiv Shomea? We're going to talk about that. For right now, I'm going to say a heart that hears. To judge your people, to understand between good and bad, because who can judge this, the greatness, this heavy, this nation? And the matter is good in the eyes of God. So Davar Zah, Hashem approves. Hashem says, it's good that you asked for this matter. And Elohim says to Shlomo, Hashem says, because you asked for this matter, you didn't ask for length of days, you didn't ask for great wealth, you didn't ask to be victorious over your enemies. You asked for, now Hashem rephrases, is interesting, Shlomo's request. Shlomo asks for Leiv Shomea, and Hashem says, you asked Havin Lishmoa. Havin is from the word Bina, discernment, intuition, Lishmoa. Tihir Hashem repeats that Shlomo says, Lishmoa, Mishpat, justice. Hine Asisi Kidvarach. Hashem says, behold, I will do like your word. Hine Nasati Licha Leiv Chacham. Amazing. Shlomo asks for Leiv Shomea. Hashem is masking and impressed with their request, and he says, I will do like your word. I will give you Leiv Chacham. A heart of wisdom, vinavon, and discernment, intuition. Asher kamocha lo hayelefenecha v'acharecha liyokum kamocha. There was no one as wise before. There'll be no one as wise after you. V'gam asher lo sha'al tonasatiach. And even what you didn't ask, I will give you. Gam osher, gam kavod. I'll give you wealth. I'll give you honor and glory. Asher lo hayel kamocha ish b'mlachim koyimecha. There was never anything like this. A man amongst kings in your entire days. V'im teich bedrachel yishmerchu kai mitzvosai. Kasher alach David avicha v'arachti yishmecha. Not only will I give you a heart of wisdom, I will give you what you didn't ask for. I will give you riches, and if you go in my ways and you guard my mitzvos and you go like your father David did with me, I'll give you length of days. Pasuk tazva vayikat Shlomo v'hine chalom. Shlomo woke up like Yaakov Avinu. Vayikat Yaakov mishnaso. Yaakov Shlomo wakes up. And it's a dream. Vayavo Yerushalayim, he comes to Yerushalayim. Vayamod lefnei Aron Bris Hashem, he stands before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Vayal Olos, as a sign of a karsatov, he offers more sacrifices to God. Vayah Shlamim, Shlamim sacrifices bring shalom between Yisrael and their father in heaven. Vayas Mishta lechol avadav. The next segment in the parak is also very, very fascinating and very important. And that is right after Shlomo is told by God he's going to have a Leiv Chacham. We have proof of this in the narrative, because the two Zonos women with the one baby come, and he has to use his Leiv Shomea, which God says will be a Leiv Chacham, to decide who does the baby belong to. But what I want to talk about is, what is a Leiv Shomea? Because it's really incredible. But Shlomo does not ask for Leiv Chacham. Even though Hashem says, you want a Leiv Shomea, to fulfill your request, I'm going to give you a Leiv Chacham. But he actually asked for Menasat al-Abdech a Leiv Shomea. What does a Leiv Shomea mean? To understand that, we have to know what the Shoresh Shin Mem Ayin means. Lashon HaKodesh is an incredibly fascinating Lashon. And it's a Lashon of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And it is like no other language in the whole entire world. It is divine in origin. And Shorashim tell us so much about what a word means. So if Shlomo asks for Leiv Shomea, what does Shin Mem Ayin mean? So I'm quoting from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichron Levracha, Covenant and Conversation on the Book of Deuteronomy. Okay, I'm starting on page 66, just for your reference if you want to know where I'm quoting from. He has an essay entitled The Meaning of Shema. We are obviously not going to go through the whole essay, but I chose a number of excerpts because in this essay, Rabbi Sacks explains, what is Shin Mem Ayin? Says Rabbi, and now if we understand what Shin Mem Ayin means, we're going to understand what Shlomo HaMelech was asking for. And now we understand why the next narrative, right after God grants his request, is the two women with one living baby and one dead baby. Shlomo says, bring me a sword. Let's cut the baby in half. One woman says, no, give her the child. The other woman says, you know what? It won't be mine. It won't be yours. Cut the baby in half. Shlomo HaMelech says, the woman who said, give the other woman the baby, she is the real mother. How did he know this? Because he was granted and asked for a Leiv Shomea. What is Shin Mem Ayin? Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, the root Shin Mem Ayin is absolutely fundamental to the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim. Listen to this, where it appears in one or other forms 92 times. Moshe Rabbeinu is the book of Devar. Moshe Rabbeinu exhorts the nation of Israel in his own words, our Mishnah Torah, over and over again, to be a people who are Shomea, and the Shorish appears 92 times in the book of Devar. By way of comparison, says Rabbi Sachs, it appears only 6 times in the entire book of Vayikra. Could you imagine how many times you have the root Shomea in Vayikra? 6. How many times you have it in Devarim? 92 times. It means that Moshe is emphasizing over and over that what we need as Jews, as Ovdei Hashem, is a Lev Shomea. It conveys a wide range of meanings, says Rabbi Sachs, clustered around 5 primary senses. And he gives proof from different places in Chumash for each of his meanings. 1, it means to listen or pay focused attention. Think of King Shlomo's request and the meanings of Shomea. 1, to listen and pay focused attention. 2, it means to hear. 3, it means to understand. 4, to internalize, register, take to heart. 5, to respond in action. As in Kol Shomer Tamar Lechasar Shema Bekola. So you're going to respond with action. Again, to listen, to pay focused attention, to hear, to understand, to internalize, register, take to heart, and to respond in action. And now we understand why Shlomo, we call him the wisest man to ever live, but he was really the greatest Shomea to ever live. As a leader of the people, he said, Hashem, I'm young. I'm not like my father. I'm just one of the people. How can I possibly lead these people? What does a leader need? What does a teacher need? What does a parent, grandparent, Rav need? Rabbi? We need a Lev Shomea. Hashem, help us listen and pay focused attention. Hila sari mani kan hakol kan. What does that mean? He was a Baal Gaiva. If I'm here, everything's here. He said, Imani kam, when I'm with you, hakol kan, I'm going to pay full attention to you. How often are we distracted when people speak to us? We're checking a text message. We're checking an email. We're making a phone call. We're doing 100 other things. Do we have a Lev Shomea? Are we listening and paying focused attention when others speak to us? Shlomo said, if I'm the king, that's what I need. Furthermore, I need to be able to hear. He brings a proof. As Kocha Shamati Begon Ve'era, Adam says to Hashem, I heard your voice in the garden. We need to be able to actually hear what people are saying. We need to understand. Not only to hear their words, but understand their intention. Furthermore, after we listen and pay attention and hear and understand, we need to be able to internalize. We need to register. We need to take to heart. I take into account what you have said. I'm putting it in my heart. And finally, then we need to respond in action. And that's what perhaps Shlomo HaMelech was asking for. He actually did not ask for wisdom at all. He says, V'nasata la'avdecha lev shomea. Why? Lishparas amcha. Because if I have a lev shomea, then I'll be able to judge the people. L'havin beitov l'ra. Then I'll be able to understand between good and bad. Because otherwise, how can I possibly bear this heavy burden? And that's why Hashem says, "V'sha'alta lecha havin lishmoa." You ask discernment to hear. Therefore, I will give you a lev chacham. Hashem knows the way to a lev shomea. What Shlomo asks for is through a lev chacham, and Shlomo knows the foundation of a lev chacham is a lev shomea. It's important, I think, very important to frame Shlomo's request in this fashion, because even though we might not have the IQ of Shlomo, I'm not sure what it was, but Hashem says you're going to be the wisest king ever before and ever after, the wisest person, the richest king, you will have a long life. We can all strive for a Lev Shomea. And in this day and age of technology and demands and the frenetic pace of life, we all need to, and I'm telling to Michal Horowitz first, really, I am, we all need to strive greatly to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant us a Lev Shomea and to take concrete action to make sure our Lev is Shomea. Right after that, the narrative continues in the parak with the story of the two women. In other words, this is proof of Shlomo's being granted a Lev Shomea. As Tavona Shtayim Nashim Zonos Elamech Vatamon Lefanav. Right after, okay, he goes back to Ir David, he goes back to the Aron Bris Hashem, he brings Olos and Shlamim, he makes a great feast in recognition and appreciation of the gift that God has granted him. And then right away we're told that two Zonos, two prostitute women, come to the king. They stand before him. Now the speaker says, Vatomer Isha Achas, this is the true speaker, the true mother. And one woman says, Bi Adoni, Aniva Isha Zos, Yoshvas Bevais Echad, Ve'elit Ima Bevais. Me and this other Zono, we live in the same house. We both both gave birth. At 3 days after I gave birth, this woman gave birth. We're together in this house. There's no other stranger. There's no other stranger in the house beside the two of us. Remember, the real mother's still giving the narrative. And this woman's son died at night. Apparently, they were co-sleeping, and she rolled upon her child, and she suffocated the baby. And she got up at night. She got up at night. She saw her baby had passed away. She took my son from me, my living baby, and I was sleeping, and she put my living baby in her lap, and her dead child she put in my bosom. I woke up in the morning to nurse my child. I saw the child was dead. Using my bina, I paid attention. I saw this is not my child. The other woman says, lo, no. The other woman, the false mother, says, no. My son is alive. Your son died. Vizos omer. So the other one says, lo, no. Ki bein b'nei chameis u'b'nei chai. Your son died. My son's alive. To the Bernoth Ne'emelech. And they're talking before the king. Vayomar Melech. And the king says, Zos omer. Za b'nei chai b'nei chameis. Vizos omer. Lo, ki b'nei chameis u'b'nei chai. This one says, my child is alive. Your child is dead. And the other one says, no. Your child is dead. My child is alive. Vayomar Melech. So the king says, he doesn't say we're going to make a decision. He just says, kechuli cher, bring to me a sword, and they bring a sword before the king, and the king says, cut the child who is living into two. I have a perfect compromise. Pshara, lifni mishur zadin, cut the child and give half to this mother and half to that mother. Immediately, and the woman whose son was alive, the real mother, says to the king, "Kinichmu rachamel bana." Her maternal mercy is immediately aroused against her child, upon her child. Vatomer biadoni, no. Tenu las hayalud, give the other mother the child. Hachai la'meish altimisu, you're going to put this child to death. Vizoso meres, and the other mother says, "Gamli gamlach loiya." And the other mother says, "Okay, it won't be for me. It won't be for you." Gazru, cut the child in half. One woman says, No, don't cut the baby. Give the other woman the baby. Don't put him to death. And the other mother, the fake mother, says of this child, no, it won't be for me. It won't be for you. Cut the child. Vayana melech vatomar. And the king immediately says, Vayana melech vayomar. The king immediately says, Tenu la as hayulud. Give her the child, Hachai, the living one, to the original mother, the first speaker, the mother of the living baby. Vahameis lo timisu. Do not put this child to death. He, Ivo, this is the mother. Vayishmu. That's what the next thing word in the Navi is. Pasuchat Ches. The entire Israel understood what happened here. They didn't just hear. They understood. They internalized. They took to heart. They listened. They paid attention that the king had judged. They have reverence and awe before the king because they saw ki chachmas elokim bekir. But the wisdom of God is in his midst to do justice. And thus the parak ends. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, Shema Yisrael does not mean hear, O Israel. It means something like listen, concentrate, give the word of God your most focused attention, strive to understand, engage all your faculties, intellectual and emotional, make his will your own. For what he commands you to do is not irrational or arbitrary, but for your welfare, the welfare of your people, and ultimately for the benefit of all humanity. Rabbi Sacks says, in Judaism, faith is a form of listening. We listen to the song creation sings to its creator. We listen to the message history delivers to those who strive to understand it. This is what Moses says time again in the book of Deuteronomy. Stop looking, listen. Stop speaking, listen. Create silence in the soul. Stir the clamor of instinct, desire, fear, and anger. Strive to listen to the still, small voice beneath the noise. Then you will know the universe is the work of the one beyond the furthest star. That he is closer to you are than you are to yourself. And when you listen, you will love the Lord your God, Shema Ve'ahavta, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. What does Shlomo ask for? Leiv Shomea. What does Hashem grant him? Leiv Chacham V'Navon. Lots of Musar Haskel for us in our relationships with others, in our relationship with ourselves, and ultimately in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for studying with me together, Be'ezrat Hashem. I look forward to continuing tomorrow.
Our learning is dedicated anonymously as a schos for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them the koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much for learning with me. I look forward to continuing tomorrow, Bezor Hashem.